reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, on this great feast day of the Queen of America, and Pope Blessed John Paul II used that term very intentionally, that when he had the synod for this hemisphere, he didn't call it the Synod of the Americas, North, Central, and South, but of America, because he wanted to bring us together in solidarity. And he named Our Lady of Guadalupe the patroness of America. And that's why today it's a feast in which we use the Gloria, even during Advent, which is something we should always pay very close attention to. The Church is raising that to be as principal as we can basically make it. What do we see in Guadalupe? First, we see the continuation of this mystery of the Visitation. Mary, in the Gospel today, brought her son within her over to her cousin Elizabeth and Zechariah and made John the Baptist leap in the womb. And on December 9th through 12th, 1531, Mary visited the Mexican people to make Juan Diego, and within a decade, 10 million Mexicans leap for joy from having been born in the womb of the Church through the sacrament of baptism. She identified herself to Juan Diego when she met him on that stony mountaintop called Tepeyac, that "I am your mother, and I hear the cries. I come to give, to share all of my compassion, my love." She heard the cry of those who were clamoring to her throughout the land, and she had come to always be with them. She is always a merciful mother who, like a mother, runs to her children in need. What did she ask Juan Diego to have done? It's incredibly important for us to grasp this. She asked that a teocalli be built, a temple on the top of that stony mountain. Mary, as I said on Friday night, at the Night of Recollection, Mary is a master builder. She was always building churches. She came to Lourdes with Bernadette and asked for a church to be built. Here again, she asked for a church to be built. Why is that so important? Because churches are important, and especially in an age in which so many people think that they can pray on their toilet just as well as they can pray in church. They can pray on their hammock in their backyard underneath their favorite tree just as well as they can pray in church. It's important for us to realize that Mary didn't come down and just say, "I want you to pray." She came down and said, "Build me a church. Go to Bishop Juan de Zumárraga and tell him to build me a church right here." And after the miracle in his tilma, with those Castilian roses that hadn't even been brought to Mexico, flowering in winter at the top of a stony hill, Bishop Zumárraga, 10 days later, ordered that construction to begin a few days before Christmas. Mary wanted a temple to be built, precisely as a place to pray, precisely as a place to remember that she is our Mother of Mercy, precisely as a place to encounter her son, where the son to whom she gave birth would be actually placed in the mouths of those who would come with faith to receive him, where this Mother of Mercy and Mother of Priests, through those priests her son had called, would actually give that mercy to those who would come, many on their knees for miles. Build me a church. And the third lesson we see in Guadalupe is the way she appeared. She appeared as a teenage pregnant Aztec mestiza princess. That's what her vesture reveals. I'm not going to get through all the parts because you're not looking at the image. But just like at the visitation, she was young. Juan Diego's first thing when she called him my son was my little girl. He was 57 at the time, and this teenage girl was calling my son. It was only after she started talking that he realized that this was the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom for 7 years since his baptism he had been venerating. She was pregnant. That is shown in her belt. Pregnant, about to give birth to Christ in our continent. She was mestiza, a blend of the Castilian, the Spanish, as well as the Aztec Indian. That gospel was totally enculturated, that she was uniting peoples as a mother would, so that everybody would be able to see something of themselves in her, so that hopefully everybody else would be able to see something of her in us. Just like Jesus Christ took his entire humanity from her, again, we don't know where he got the Y chromosome, but he took his entire humanity from her. So in a sense, all of us are supposed to take our humanity from her and also learn from her supernatural example that she unites all of us. One of her great sons is the Archbishop of Los Angeles, Archbishop Jose Gomez. And he, for the last few months, has been trying very hard to help Americans to recognize our true history. We've got a truncated history in most of our history books. Where do we come from? Most of us think we come from the Declaration of Independence. We come from Philadelphia, 1776. We come from Jamestown. We come from Plymouth Rock. All of that's true. But those are only parts of our roots. We also come from the North American martyrs. We also come from those Spanish Franciscans who arrived in Florida a century before the pilgrims arrived. We also come from those missionaries in Mexico who were there a century before Jamestown, and whose missionaries started to come down from Canada all the way along the Mississippi, started to come up through Mexico to California and Texas. Those are our roots too. And for us as American citizens, we have to recognize that, because the history books were written by those who wanted to show that we were exclusively Protestant in our roots, that we were only sons and daughters of the Enlightenment. And Jose Gomez, with great perspicuity, is teaching us where we really come from, that our roots are mestiza as well. So we come forward here to Mass, same lady who went to Ein Karim in the Gospel and went to Tepeyac on the feast day we celebrate today 480 years ago, comes here to Acushnet Avenue, where she gives us her same son, this Mother of Mercy, who hears all our needs and cares for us with a mother's maternal heart, now gives us the greatest gift of all.